It's funny. I was thinking about this analogy the other day. If you were building a physical office for your law firm, you would never, ever sign a lease where the landlord could just, come in, take your furniture, rip up the carpets, and completely erase your firm's name off the front door the exact second you decided to move across town.
Right. I mean, no one in their right mind would sign that.
Exactly. You would laugh them out of the room. But in the digital space, lawyers are signing the exact equivalent of that contract every single day.
They really are, and it happens all the time.
It does. Welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, and today we are taking a deep dive into an incredibly important foundational analysis.
Yeah, and we pulled this analysis directly from a really fantastic article on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
We did. And our mission for this deep dive is, well, it's very simple. We want to help you whether you are a solo practitioner who is literally just starting out, or you're managing a growing mid-sized firm. We want to help you avoid the incredibly expensive, incredibly frustrating mistake of signing a contract for the wrong type of marketing service.
Which is so easy to do if you don't know what to look for.
Oh, it's so easy. And it happens so often simply because the fundamental mechanics between two entirely different models just aren't clearly explained. So specifically today, we're unpacking Fine Law versus Forward Push.
Right, because at the end of the day, we're talking about your budget, your firm's entire digital footprint, and ultimately your competitive future.
Exactly.
And the friction we constantly see attorneys facing out there, it usually stems from a profound misunderstanding of what these two entities actually are under the hood. If you don't grasp the underlying mechanics of what you're actually binding, you can get trapped.
That is the perfect place to start. Let's just establish the absolute baseline here. Because if we try to compare Fine Law directly to Forward Push, right out of the gate, looking at things like lead quality or contracts, it's like comparing apples and airplanes.
Yeah, they're just not the same thing at all.
They aren't. They just aren't built to do the same thing. Fine Law is, at its absolute core, a legal directory. Now, it happens to be the world's largest legal directory, pulling in over 9 million monthly visitors. But Forward Push, on the other hand, is a marketing agency. Those are two completely different operational models.
Wait, I have to push back a bit on the directory side right here at the start.
Sure, go for it.
Because if Fine Law really has 9 million visitors and are this massive domain authority, shouldn't a lawyer want to piggyback on that? I mean, why wouldn't I want to be in the absolute biggest yellow pages in town? It seems like a perfectly logical place to put a marketing budget.
That is a great question. And honestly, it gets to the very heart of the confusion for so many law firms. Being in the biggest yellow pages is fine for aggregation. And if you look at what happened recently, you can really understand their model.
You mean the acquisition?
Exactly. Hmm. In December of 2024, Fine Law, which had operated under Thomson Reuters for, almost 30 years, was acquired by Internet Brands.
Right. And it's worth noting that Internet Brands is backed by massive private equity firms, right? Like KKR and Warburg Pincus.
Spot on. So now Fine Law sits inside this giant directory ecosystem, right alongside Avvo, Nolo, Martindale Hubbell, LawInfo, and lawyers-dot.com. And then, jumping ahead to April 2026, they launched the Unified Authority Network.
So they are basically linking all these properties together to share credibility signals across their entire directory ecosystem.
Yes, exactly. And it makes perfect sense for a directory business model because their entire goal is scale and aggregation. But for you, the lawyer trying to figure out where to actually put your dollars, paying to be in that ecosystem, is literally just renting a line in a catalog.
Right. It's not your catalog.
No, it's theirs. Working with Forward Push, by contrast, is like hiring an architect and a construction crew to build your own custom storefront on your own piece of digital real estate. Let's look at the mechanics of what a directory does not do.
Okay, let's hear it.
So Fine Law offers you a directory listing, right? And they offer managed website development on their own proprietary system. Plus, they offer some SEO and pay-per-click management. But they are not executing offline advertising. They are not producing custom video content.
Right, which is huge right now.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And they aren't building AI-powered intake systems or setting up after-hours phone capture or, executing advanced retargeting campaigns.
Actually, let's pause on retargeting for a second because that's a term that gets thrown around a lot in marketing pitches. What does that actually mean in practice for a law firm?
I know that's a really great point. Let's unpack how that works. Retargeting is basically how you capture the people who didn't call you the very first time they saw you.
Because most people don't call on the first visit, right?
Exactly. Say a prospect visits your website looking for a personal injury lawyer. But, you know, they get distracted by a phone call or their kids start yelling and they click away. Retargeting uses digital tracking to follow them around the internet, showing them your firm's specific ads while they read the news or scroll through social media later that evening.
Oh, so it keeps you top of mind.
It brings them back to you. Now, a custom marketing agency like Forward Push builds that into your firm's specific strategy. But a directory like FinLaw, they're focused on driving traffic to their directory, not seamlessly integrating complex functions like video, AI intake, and retargeting into a cohesive strategy built exclusively around your exact local market.
Okay, that makes sense. But earlier you said building a custom storefront implies that you actually own the bricks.
Yes.
What happens when you realize the directory vendor holds the deed to your digital land? We really need to talk about the proprietary platforms these directories use.
Yes, we do. The website ownership problem. This is where the financial and operational pain really hits for attorneys. Because when you sign up for managed website development with FinLaw, they build your site on their proprietary content management system, which is called FirmSite.
And that's a closed system.
Completely closed. What you have to understand is that you are renting this space. You do not own it. If you ever decide to cancel your contract with FinLaw, that website is taken down.
Wow. Just gone.
Gone. And I don't just mean it stops being updated by their team. I mean the code is gone. The custom design is gone.
And we really need to explain why that is so devastating from a technical standpoint. Because it's not just a visual reset, right? What happens to all the organic search signals a firm might have built up over the years?
Right. So for anyone listening, organic search signals are basically the history, the trust, and the authority that your website builds with Google over time. It's how search engines know your site is reliable and should be ranked.
Like digital street cred.
Exactly. Digital street cred. Because FindLaw hosts your site on their closed ecosystem, all of that architecture is tied directly to them. So when they pull the plug, you don't just lose the paint job on the house. You lose the entire digital foundation that Google has been crawling and indexing for years.
That is brutal.
It is a hard, devastating reset. You have to start completely from scratch.
Which is terrifying if you are a law firm that has spent, say, 2 or 3 years building out detailed practice area pages and accumulating those signals.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It creates this massive structural dependency. I mean, it's why you constantly see that recurring phrase from attorneys in online forums, FindLaw is hard to fire.
Yes, you are handcuffed to their infrastructure.
And it's not just the website code either, based on the article. We see former clients reporting huge issues untangling their advertising accounts when they try to leave.
Oh, the pay-per-click or PPC master accounts. This is crucial to understand. When you run Google Ads through a custom marketing agency like Forward Push, you own the specific Google Ads account.
Meaning you can log in yourself.
You can log in, you can see every keyword, every penny spent, and all the historical data of what worked and what completely failed. But with a massive directory managed service, your firm's ads are often run under a giant master account controlled by the vendor. So when you try to leave, you can't just take your ad campaign data and hand it to a new agency.
You lose the historical data that you paid to generate.
Exactly. You are leaving all your learnings behind. Contrast that entire rented philosophy with Forward Push. From day one, you own everything. You own the website, you own the open source code, you own the content, the domain name, every single ad account. Every piece of digital infrastructure created during that engagement is yours.
So no handcuffs.
No handcuffs. If the relationship ever ends, for whatever reason, you pack up your digital boxes and you walk away fully intact, you own the ground you are standing on.
And we have to tie the structural dependency back to the actual contracts because the paperwork enforces this lock-in incredibly aggressively.
Well, the contracts are wild.
Yeah, these directory contracts typically run anywhere from 12 months to 3 years. But the real trap is the non-renewal clause. They require a strict 60-day written notice to not renew.
And miss that 60-day window, and it triggers an automatic renewal. You're locked in again.
Which is so easy for a busy lawyer to do. You get tied up in a big case, you miss an email, and boom.
Let's talk real dollars here, because the exposure is huge. These managed services run anywhere from $250 to over $5,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
And as of early 2025, there is a new minimum requirement of $8,000 per month, specifically for Google Ads management.
That is a staggering amount of financial exposure. If you get busy or you just lose track of time and miss a 60-day notice window on a multi-year contract, I mean, you are suddenly on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars for infrastructure you don't even own.
It's massive. Meanwhile, Forward Push works on straightforward annual agreements, market exclusivity is available, and again, you own all the assets. It's just a completely different philosophy of how you partner with the client.
It really is, which, it, you know, naturally leads us to the million-dollar question. If you are a law firm risking these strict auto renewals on potentially an $8,000 a month contract, what is the actual quality of the leads you are getting from a directory?
Right.
Are these people actually going to hire you?
This is where we have to unpack the behavioral psychology of the consumer. FindLaw's core value proposition is that 9 million monthly visitors number. They have millions of people searching, and they will argue that a directory visitor is actively looking for a lawyer, so they have high intent.
Okay, but...
But we have to look at the environment we are putting that consumer in. Think about the mindset of a user on a directory site. They are in a highly commoditized environment, they type in their legal issue, and they are instantly presented with a screen listing dozens, maybe hundreds, of attorneys side by side.
Right. It's essentially a catalog. They are comparing star ratings. They are looking at who paid for the premium placement at the very top of the page. And they are price shopping.
Exactly. They are just browsing. The lead quality you get there depends entirely on how well your specific profile stands out when you were forced to sit right next to all of your direct competitors.
They are what the industry calls tire kickers.
Yes. And that's exactly the term that comes up over and over again in attorney communities. If you go on Reddit's r/lawfirm subreddit, the prevailing sentiment you consistently see is that directory leads are unqualified, or they're just calling every lawyer on page one to see who will do their divorce for the cheapest flat rate.
And if you look at the broader public reception from the article, the platform has a Trustpilot rating of 2.6 and a Better Business Bureau rating of 1.7.
Which is really telling.
It is. Yeah. That reflects massive frustration from lawyers who are paying premium prices but getting low-quality price shopping leads.
Absolutely.
But wait, let's play devil's advocate for a second. How does a custom marketing system actually change the psychology of the person calling?
That's a fair question.
Because if someone needs a lawyer, they need a lawyer. Why is a Forward Push lead fundamentally different from a FindLaw lead?
It's because of how the relationship is established before they ever pick up the phone. When a prospect finds your firm through an organic, integrated system, the kind Forward Push builds, they aren't looking at a catalog of your competitors.
Right.
They did an organic search. They landed on your custom website. They watched a video of you specifically explaining the exact nuances of the legal issue they are facing. They read your deep, authoritative content. Maybe they got their initial preliminary questions answered by an AI chat right there on your site.
So by the time they actually call your office, the comparison phase is already over.
Exactly. They aren't choosing from a list anymore. They have already chosen you. They just need to know what the next steps are. You have demonstrated expertise and built trust. That is a completely different psychological state than someone dialing down a directory list. High traffic to a directory does not inherently mean high intent for your specific firm.
Okay, so that covers traditional search and consumer psychology perfectly, but we really have to talk about where search is actually going, because prospect behavior is rapidly evolving.
Oh, it's changing so fast.
People are increasingly bypassing traditional search engines like Google altogether, and they're going straight to AI platforms like ChatGPT or Perplexity to ask for legal help. How do these two completely different models, the directory model versus the custom agency model, hold up on the AI search battleground?
Oh, this is where it gets incredibly fascinating, because we are watching the old directory model try to adapt to a completely new technology.
And how is that going?
Well, FindLaw's institutional response to AI search relies heavily on leveraging that massive network authority we talked about earlier. They frame their AI strategy around what they call the four R's: ratings, reviews, recognitions, and roots. Huh? They claim that because their network is so massive, it appears in 86% of high-intent legal searches within AI environments. Their logic is basically, our network is huge, therefore, the AI tools will cite our directory. Therefore, the attorneys who pay to be listed prominently will benefit.
But wait, isn't that essentially just taking a traditional directory strategy and trying to force it into an AI chatbot? I mean, how does an AI actually process a directory link?
Yes, exactly. It is a fundamental misunderstanding of how AI search, or large language models, actually function for the end user. Think of an AI like a paralegal doing research for a client.
Okay, I like that analogy.
If you tell a paralegal to find an expert on a complex, highly specific local law, they are going to hand you a phone book and say, here's a list. Yeah. They are going to hand you an incredibly detailed, authoritative article written by a specific lawyer who clearly knows the subject inside and out.
Ah, so the AI wants the deep content, not the catalog.
Precisely. If an AI tool scrapes a directory, it's just going to output, here's a list of lawyers I found on FinLaw. It is still just acting as a directory. That might produce some generic visibility, but it does not build direct firm-level visibility. If you want an AI to confidently recommend your specific law firm by name, when a prospect asks a nuanced legal question, a directory listing is just not going to cut it. Forward push builds the library that the AI paralegal actually wants to read.
And the really compelling part from the source material is that there is actual proof of this happening right now. We aren't just guessing about how AI works.
Right. We can look at specific attorneys mentioned in the research. Abraham Ben-Hayon, Alex Bartko, and Tori White.
Yeah, the article highlighted them.
These are real attorneys whose site analytics actually show platforms like ChatGPT.com, Perplexity.ai, and Google's Gemini as direct referral sources, sending them real human visitors. The AI is recommending their specific law firms by name.
Which is incredible.
And they did not get that AI referral traffic because they bought a prominent directory listing. They got it because of firm-specific content depth and a fully integrated digital strategy.
Yeah.
They own the expertise that the AI relies on to form its answers.
That is a massive paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. You're moving from hoping an AI links to a directory you happen to be in to having the AI cite you as the primary authority.
Exactly.
So looking at everything we've unpacked today, from website ownership and organic signals to auto renewals, lead psychology, and AI search, how should a lawyer actually synthesize this to make a decision?
Let's bring this whole deep dive to a close and be completely objective here. Because directories aren't inherently bad.
No, they have their place.
They have legitimate tactical uses. If you are a brand new attorney, you literally just hung your shingle, you have absolutely zero digital presence, and you need immediate visibility just to get the phone ringing while you build a longer-term strategy. A FindLaw profile provides a very fast on-ramp.
Right, because their domain authority is huge, so a profile can rank quickly for local searches.
Exactly. It's a temporary band-aid for visibility or a supplement. But it is not a substitute for a true marketing system. A directory listing is rented visibility. It completely disappears the exact second you stop paying the rent.
The second you pull the plug.
Yep. A properly built marketing system, however, like what Forward Push builds, is a compounding digital asset. It grows over time, it belongs entirely to your firm, and it becomes increasingly harder for your competitors to replicate the longer you let it run.
You're building a moat.
Exactly. So if you're an attorney who has done renting visibility and you are ready to own your growth, Forward Push is built for you. The very first step is just having a direct conversation with them about your firm, your specific market, and exploring whether their case gravity system is the right fit to build that compounding competitive advantage.
I think that's a very fair conclusion. It really just comes down to what phase of growth your firm is in and whether you are trying to buy a temporary shortcut or build a permanent asset that you actually own at the end of the day.
Spot on. So I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over as you go about your week. We've talked a lot about AI chatbots and how they synthesize deep content, but think about what happens when AI completely stops giving users links to click on and instead just gives them spoken answers through an earpiece or a smart speaker in their kitchen.
Oh, wow. A totally voice-first interface.
Right. In a purely voice-first world, there is no page one of Google to rank on. There is no directory list to scroll through. There is only the one single answer the AI chooses to speak out loud. If you don't own the deep, original, authoritative content that the AI relies on to formulate that spoken answer, will your law firm even exist in a voice-first future?
That is a fascinating question.
Something every firm needs to be thinking about right now. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.